Epic chicken transformation, from basic bird to gourmet delight with risotto. From bland dad to gourmet gladiator, my journey with a stuffed chicken. Hey there, culinary comrades of the internet. You know, before embarking on this wild journey of the gourmet dad life, my idea of a fancy dinner was adding an extra slice of cheese to my grilled sandwich. But oh, how times have changed. This week, I decided to dive deep into the treacherous waters of gourmet cooking with only an apron to protect my dignity. I found myself experimenting with chicken. Now, before you yawn and say, "Not chicken again," hold on to your oven mitts because this ain't your grandma's overcooked Sunday roast chicken. No, sir. This is chicken with flair, chicken with pizzazz, chicken that went to a fancy private school. Meet the sun-dried tomato and spinach-stuffed chicken breast. One bite of this dish and you'll understand. It's like the chicken decided to take a Mediterranean vacation, got a suntan, hello, sun-dried tomatoes, hung out at the beach, that'd be the spinach, waving like palm trees, and then decided to crash at a luxury resort. Enter, crumbled feta. But wait, there's more. What's a ritzy chicken without its ritzy companion? That's like Batman without Robin, peanut butter without jelly, dad without his dad jokes. Here's where the Parmesan risotto enters the stage, gliding in like the James Bond of side dishes. Creamy, smooth, and with that "I know I'm delicious" smirk, thanks to that cheeky Parmesan. All right, I can hear you yelling, "Give us the recipe, you teasing food bard!" Patience, my hungry readers. It's simmering on the back burner and will be dished out soon on the blog. In the meantime, I urge you to ponder life's mysteries, like, why do we have breadcrumbs but not bread mountains? Or why is it called fast food if you have to wait in line for 10 minutes? In all seriousness, well, as serious as I get around here, my culinary antics are all about bringing a smile to your face, a chuckle from your belly, and some dang good food to your table. Because let's face it, if I can go from the guy who once burned water, true story, to serving up gourmet dishes, then there's hope for all the dads out there. So keep those spatulas flipping and those oven mitts quipping, and remember, it's not about being the best chef in the world, but the chef who brings the world to your family's table. Stay sassy, stay hungry, and stay tuned.